In Illinois, the man who won the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor, a Chicago pawnbroker named Scott Lee Cohen, was later accused of beating his wife and menacing his girlfriend, and he admitted to using anabolic steroids and being $54,000 behind in child support. This met the fairly high standard for shame in Illinois politics, and Mr. Cohen vacated the ticket. Now, the Democrats have to fill the slot, and to avoid charges of graft and cronyism, they are accepting online applications from anyone who's interested. So, who's applying? Well, Arthur Turner, for one. He's a state representative based in Chicago, and he finished second in the original race for lieutenant governor. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be here today.
And why do you want to be lieutenant governor?
Well, we've had a void here in Illinois for a number of years in terms of the executive branch and the legislative branch working together. I bring 30 years of legislative experience, a proven track record of being able to work with both sides of the aisles. I think that that's an important element as we go to move this state forward, especially with this $13 billion deficit.
I'll just ask you for your answer to one of the questions from the online questionnaire. Why are you a Democrat?
My mother was. My father was. No, actually, I believe.
You're saying it's genetic is what you're telling us.
That's true. But no, I believe in the Democratic philosophy. The Democratic Party has been a party that has always tried to take care of the disenfranchised. That's the banner I've worn, and I feel very comfortable with running as a Democrat.
Well, Arthur Turner, State Representative Turner, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure.
And here's another applicant for Lieutenant Governor, Jill Jaffe of Deerfield, Illinois. And you need a job.
Yes, I do. I've been out of work for a year and a half. The place that I worked at closed. And then I went to school to become a medical assistant. But it seems as though everybody wants experience. And that seems to be hard to get. So right now I'm doing volunteer work as a medical assistant so that I can get some work experience under my belt.
Well, I see that from your resume, which is available online, that you are CPR and first aid certified. So if anything happened to the governor, you could keep him alive.
Yes, I could.
And we hear a dog in the background. You worked as a dog groomer for quite a while.
Yes, I worked at Puppy Lovers in Skokie, and we sold puppies, and I took care of the medical needs of the dogs.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how that would help being lieutenant governor. I'm sure one could figure out something.
I see myself as everybody in Illinois. I understand what over 11% of the population of Illinois is going through right now.
You mean being unemployed?
That's the unemployment rate in Illinois. At least that's what they show. The unemployment rate is probably closer to 19 or 20% of underemployed. So I understand what they're going through. I think the public is kind of fed up with the polarization of the right and the left, and they want somebody that can stand up for them.
Well, Jill Jaffe, good luck in your efforts to become Lieutenant Governor of Illinois. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
More coming up from All Things Considered.